Psalm 112, The Shape of a Godlike Life. Psalm 112 is the twin of Psalm 111. Both are alphabet poems in Hebrew, moving line by line through the letters as if to say, true wisdom gives your whole life an order from A to Z. But the deeper surprise is this. Psalm 111 praises the character of God. Psalm 112 describes the character of the righteous person in almost the same terms. God is gracious, merciful, and righteous in Psalm 111. The upright are gracious, merciful, and righteous in Psalm 112. That is no small detail. The fear of the Lord is not mere trembling before power. It is apprenticeship in likeness. We become like what we revere. Western readers often hear this psalm as a promise of private success, stable home, strong children, no fear, honour at the end. But the psalm's world is not individualistic. It thinks in households, gates, land, courts, and generations. In ancient Israel, wealth and riches meant more than cash. It meant grain in jars, oil in storage, animals alive, land still in the family, children protected from debt slavery. Yet the psalm does not climax in possession. It climaxes in distribution. He has dispersed, he has given to the poor. That verb, dispersed, is striking. It is the language of scattering seed. The righteous do not merely donate, they sow. Paul seizes on this in 2 Corinthians 9:9. The psalm teaches a strange permanence. What you keep may rot, but what you scatter in mercy enters eternity. The house may crumble into the dust archaeologists sift through. The open hand endures forever. This is why the righteous person is unshaken. Notice what the psalm actually sees. Not that he never hears bad news, but that he is not ruled by it. In the ancient world, evil news could mean crop failure, invasion, tax seizure, death on the road. News came slowly, but it could destroy a family overnight. Twice the psalm says his heart is established. The one who fears the Lord is freed from being mastered by lesser fears. Yesterday, Psalm 111 said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Today, Psalm 112 shows the fruit. The man who trembles before God does not have to tremble before headlines. Augustine saw this psalm fulfilled perfectly in Christ first, and only then in Christ's people. He was right. No one has lived Psalm 112 without fracture except Jesus. Yet in union with him, this portrait becomes more than admiration. It becomes vocation. Christ is the truly righteous man, and by his Spirit he teaches his church to resemble him. Even the final image is telling. The wicked melt away, while the righteous are remembered. Evil finally has no weight. It cannot build. It can only envy, gnash, and dissolve. Suggested cross-references. Psalm 111:3-4, Proverbs 14:26, Matthew 5:16, 2 Corinthians 9:8-11, James 2:14-17. Hymn suggestion. May the mind of Christ my Saviour. Prayer. Lord, make my heart steady by making it yours. Teach me to fear you so deeply that I no longer fear lesser things. Turn my hands from clutching to sowing, and let your mercy take visible shape in my life. Make me in Christ a small reflection of your own gracious and righteous light. Amen.